Interests in real estate. Historical background. Prior to the 13th century, the king or sovereign in each country owned all land. Individuals who occupied the land did so as tenants of the king. This form of ownership was known as the feudal system. In 13th century England, the king decided that individuals could privately own land. This form of ownership is referred to as the allodial system. Individuals do not have to pay duties to the king or fight in the king's wars in order to own land. All land in the United States is held under the allodial system. At the time the king first gave land to individuals, he decided to reserve or keep some rights for himself and the good of the country. Today, the government retains four rights in land. Regardless of who owns property or what type of ownership, the government has these rights in all real property. These rights exist at the local, state, and federal levels. The acronym PEAT is a helpful memory aid. P. Police power. Police power is the right of the government to regulate and control the way land is used. The most common example of police power is zoning. Other examples include wetlands legislation, environmental protection legislation, and health and fire codes. Police power can have a considerable impact on the value of property. The government will not reimburse the owner for any loss of value because they have not taken the land. A change in zoning can result in a non-conforming use of land. This use was permitted under former rules. An example would be an apartment building in an area that was zoned residential multifamily, and the zoning has been changed to R1, residential single family only. If the intended use of a property violates zoning, the owners must request a variance, permission to violate the rules. Variances are often requested before construction to avoid violation of the rules. An example would be the permission to extend a building beyond the setback or building line. A setback is the amount of space required between the lot line and the building line. The setback can be determined by zoning or deed restrictions. A buffer zone is an area of land separating one land use from another, such as residential from commercial. The buffer zone is located between incompatible uses. It is a transitional use. Example: single-family, apartments, retail. The apartments are the buffer zone. Changing the zoning of a property to a lower value use is called downzoning. The government is under no obligation to compensate an owner for this, even though the property may suffer a decrease in value as a result. Building codes apply to all types of commercial and residential buildings. All residential structures must conform to code, whether they are site-built homes or modular homes. Modular homes are assembled from modules built in a factory and delivered to the job site. Manufactured homes, formerly known as mobile homes, are built in a factory and are built to a nationwide building code administered by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. E. Eminent domain. Eminent domain is the right of the government to take private land for public use. The action of taking the land is called condemnation. The government must take land for the good of all. Examples of valid reasons for taking the land include schools, parks, hospitals, government buildings, roads, and utilities. When this occurs, the owner is compensated for the land taken. If an individual is not satisfied with the price placed on his property, he may challenge this amount in court. The court will ask for expert opinions from several qualified appraisers before determining fair value. If a portion of a property is taken, the owner will be reimbursed for the portion taken and for any loss of value caused by the land being diminished in size or separated into more than one piece. Easements by condemnation are also allowed under the right of eminent domain. For example, the government may take an easement on a property to run power lines to another property. The government will use the right of eminent domain to take easements for itself, the utilities, and the railroads. If a landowner sues the government to force it to buy his land, this is inverse condemnation. T. Taxation. Taxation is the right the government retains to tax real property. The king first gave individuals the right to own land because it was the primary source of wealth due to the agrarian-based economy of the time. Those who had land had wealth. In addition, land, in contrast to other types of assets, cannot be hidden. Property taxes are ad valorem taxes, that is, they are according to value. The greater the value of the property, the higher the taxes. Property taxes create the highest priority lien against real property. Unpaid taxes are an automatic lien, and at foreclosure will always be paid first. If a landowner does not pay property taxes, the land may be seized and sold. Assessed value is property value for tax purposes. The tax rate multiplied by the assessed value will equal the tax payment due. Rates can be per hundred or per thousand, called mills. For example, a $2.50 rate per hundred means an owner pays $2.50 for every $100 of assessed value. A rate of 25 mills means an owner pays $25 for every $1,000 of assessed value. If the local government is providing a benefit to a limited number of property owners, such as curbs or sidewalks in a neighborhood, it may levy a special assessment tax against only those property owners who benefit from the improvement. In a real estate sale with an unpaid balance on a special assessment, the seller usually pays the special assessment, but it could be prorated at closing. If a property is located in a municipal improvement district, the property owner will receive a tax bill, similar to a special assessment, until the improvement is paid for or the improvement district designation is removed. In other words, this can be a temporary or permanent tax. There is a 2-year right of redemption for homestead property sold at a tax auction in Texas, meaning that if a person loses the homestead property due to unpaid taxes, he or she has 2 years to pay the purchaser all expenses and a penalty and regain the land. If the land is not homestead property, the right of redemption is only for 6 months. A broker who is not a registered property tax consultant may legally perform property tax consulting services for single-family residences. He or she can provide this service for free or for a fee. A 30-hour class is required to become an appraisal review board arbitrator. In this role, the maximum fee for this service is $500. E. Escheat. If a person dies intestate without a will and without heirs, the government will take title to his real property under the right of escheat. If the property is abandoned, escheat will also be the solution. The government does not want land to be unowned. Note, single, without children, does not mean without heirs. Peat, police power, eminent domain, taxation, escheat, P-E-T-E.